News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good afternoon. We are expecting clear skies, cold temperatures, some patchy frost, and temperatures in the upper 30s. It's 5:30. I'm Raymond Newpert, WSAU News. The news brought to you by the Bull Falls Brewery Oktoberfest tomorrow from 1 to 6 at the Beer Garden. Show up early to celebrate the brewery's expansion at noon, the ceremonial keg cap tapping at 1:30, music all day, and free admission. The long-running athletic event and fundraiser Gus Macker is ending a long tradition. The Wasanaumen Catholic Schools has voted not to continue hosting the event, which they've managed for the past 22 years. They cite fixed costs and a declining national team count as their main reasons for ending the Wausau tournament. That doesn't mean Gus Macker is leaving the area. Scott McNeil is the owner of Gus Macker. He says more than one organization has already contacted him about becoming the new host.
We intend to try to come back to Wausau next year. Have had people reach out to us from different organizations. Can't really name who they are yet because I haven't had enough time to talk to them because this all happened so fast today, but really kind of make sure that those basketball players know that Gus isn't taking his ball and going home or anything, that we intend to be in your town if we can.
The Newman Booster Club is exploring other opportunities to raise money next year, including a golf outing. President Obama met with the Emir of Kuwait at the White House today, discussing a number of topics which concern the two countries, including the issue of Syria. The president says both countries believe securing chemical weapons from the Assad regime is very important.
Any agreement needs to be verifiable and enforceable.
The president also saying he hopes the talks going on between the Secretary of State and the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov bear fruit. If you're looking for fall colors this weekend, you'll see some, but not much. TravelWisconsin.com says Trempealeau County in the west has the most color in the state so far at 25% peak. Eau Claire is starting to peak at 20%. Other areas across the Badger State are not expected to peak until later this month. Authorities in Oshkosh are telling people to use caution after two children were approached by strangers in the past couple of weeks. Three women at UW Oshkosh were also reported as being pursued by men as they were followed home. In sports, the Brewers hope to continue their recent success against Cincinnati this weekend at Miller Park. The crew has won four of its last six contests against the Reds. This afternoon, the Brewers and the Reds will have pregame at 6:35. Let's take a look at the Newsline 9 weather forecast. For central Wisconsin, we are expecting patchy frost through the overnight, otherwise clear skies and cold, a low around 38. Sunny skies on Saturday with some gusty winds, a high near 70. Showers likely Saturday night, otherwise cloudy skies, a low around 51. A chance of showers on Sunday, otherwise cloudy skies with a high near 65. I'm Raymond Newpert on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.